This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller off of Main Street. If you want to come have lunch with us, or maybe you just want to show up and get the opportunity to win some Cowboys swag or those Cowboys tickets, all viable options by coming out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Right now, it's time for Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. If you want to jump in the conversation from the 817, Cowboys win because CeeDee Lamb scores two touchdowns. Cowboys lose because Najee Harris scores three touchdowns. You will definitely lose if that is what happens.
Hold on. But what if Zeke scores two touchdowns in addition to the CD's two touchdowns? That's 4-3.
That is true. Don't you feel like if Najee Harris scores three touchdowns that
Justin Fields is throwing the ball over the field?
There's probably other touchdowns. So yeah.
So one of the things that I heard McCarthy saying was that they don't have as many designed runs in the Steelers' offense as they did in Chicago's offense.
Okay.
And I wonder if that is by design to keep him in the pocket, to force him to, look, you're not just going to rely on your legs. You have to be a throwing quarterback at some point. And I wonder where that balance is going to be with the running game between Justin Fields and him.
Now, I'm going to go with my Cowboys win because – and it revolves around Justin Fields as well. Dallas directly turns a Justin Fields mistake into points. So he's had a really good season, but he's been sacked, Justin Fields that is, at least twice in every game. He got sacked four times against Indy. Also, he has an interception and four fumbles this season. Now, he didn't lose all those fumbles, but the point is, it feels like the ball is going to be on the ground or the ball is going to be up for grabs at some point. The Cowboys have to directly turn a Justin Fields mistake into points, because otherwise, with Brandon Cooks out, with your offense struggling as is,
I don't think you're getting any other points special teams wise either than Aubrey.
I don't want to assume that. If you do, that would probably change my dynamic.
Don't you wish you had a special teams that you could be like, I'm probably getting seven out of them every week.
That would be the best special teams we've ever seen. I would love it. But short of that, I'm going to say you have to take advantage of one of those mistakes and put points on the board.
Well, the last time the Cowboys played the Bears when Justin Fields was out there, that was the home game against the it was at home, and Fields fumbles, Micah picks it up, takes it all the way to the house for a touchdown. So that was a good moment for that, but no Micah this week. So I'm trying to figure out how they turn that around. Diggs is your best playmaker in that regard. Who do you think would be the one capable of that? Is it going to be, you think Nealon pushes a tackle into Justin Fields and fumble happens?
You know who I'm going to say, right?
Hell ensues.
Overshown. Overshown on the delayed blitz gets the quarterback. Bam. Go.
I kind of set you up for that because I knew who you were going to say, Kevin.
I figured that you did.
But I do wonder also if they're going to have him blitz a little more this week. I know Kendricks has been really good at it, but Overshown, we've discussed this at length. He's got the burst. He's got the speed. He can be in the quarterback's face before any of these other guys right now. So
if you think the Cowboys are going to blitz,
do they do it early in the game, or does Zimmer go, we can't get to the quarterback, I just have to send six and then take huge risks?
I'd try to do it early. I'd just try to make sure I have as many disguises, because Justin Fields isn't going to sit up there and just read you to death. That's not his thing. I'd try to have so many things disguised to set up blitzes like that, that you get him on a corner blitz when he's got his back turned because he's got a long third down, and I'm dialing it up. But as Bobby was saying this morning, he's a first down blitz kind of guy.
Man, I'm sorry I got distracted. This is a really intense shout-out.
Is that from Rusty?
Yeah, did you read that?
I was reading through it, but I stopped.
That is unfortunate. If you want to reach out or take a look, I guess Eric shared Rusty Stubblefield's GoFundMe page. Their house burned down on Tuesday morning, and the family lost everything in terms of material possessions and everything like that. So that is terribly, terribly sad, which it always reminds me of, and I know this is like not a joking matter, and we'll take a look at that. We'll see if we can share that GoFundMe. But when I was taking my marriage class with Jess, the person asked, if your house was burning down, what would you save besides the living creatures? And so we talked about it. And then this one lady came along towards the end, and she goes, I am surprised at everyone else. I would save my children. And I was like, yeah, no freaking
kidding. That is a living creature, yeah.
We would all save our kids or pets or whatever, but that wasn't really the assignment.
She assumed creatures are only animals.
Yeah, makes
I guess. And she just thinks everyone in there like is a monster that doesn't care about anything else.
Yeah, do you have a plan? Do you have an escape route? Have you already, like, y'all talked about that?
We only have a first one-story house, so I always think worst comes to worst, jump out the window.
Okay, that's, yeah. My kids are going to have to go through the windows. They don't understand how to do the locks, so they're going to have to go through it.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have to just find me and get on my back. I'll carry them all out.
Mike, do you have a plan if your house were to burn
down?
Yeah,
y'all have an old house.
Cry.
It could burn down at any point.
Did you say cry?
If we had to jump out of the second story, that's the scary part. I mean, there are windows to open, and then you have to probably break your leg or hurt yourself pretty bad.
Yeah, but you also have that.
And you live,
yeah,
but you're
exactly.
going to deal with some sort of bad physical pain.
You could have that moment, though, Kevin, where you're on the roof and you know the house is about to blow. And then you jump, and your neighbors got their camera out, and they see it.
Is this an action movie?
And you're diving towards them and everything, and they're like, hero right there. You know what I'm saying?
I will not have the wherewithal to think of any of those things.
We will go ahead and look at Rusty's information, try and share that on the socials.
I have a Cowboys win because.
Okay, tell me.
Even though I'm not confident about them winning this game. Cowboys win because the Steelers have played one of the easiest schedules in the NFL.
That's true.
So they beat at the Falcons, which maybe the Falcons are better than their first week of the season.
They are a lot better,
at Broncos, you're playing the worst starting quarterback in the NFL right now. That can improve, but Bo Nix is really bad. And then they played the Chargers at home and won 20-10. The Chargers are an average team, we think, maybe even a hair below average. And then they lost at the Colts. Now, I guess that's the confidence you have, is that the Steelers actually aren't very good, because if teams are good, the Cowboys don't compete. Now, Dak is great at throwing for 200 yards and two touchdowns in the fourth quarter when he's down by 20-plus points. He is the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL at racking up fourth quarter stats and then getting the game close. And, yes, there's like, if we can get one more stop, if we can get the ball back with enough time, maybe Dak can keep it going. But I just look at it and go, man, Steelers haven't played anybody really that makes you think they are good, but they have taken advantage of their schedule.
That actually feeds into my Cowboys lose because, and somebody texted this in at the very beginning of the show. Cowboys lose because the offense sputters again in the second half. Dallas has scored offensive touchdowns one time in the second half in four games this season. And that was the three-touchdown blitzkrieg against Baltimore when it looked like that game was over. Now, I realize the Cowboys got it back into position where it looked like it was not over anymore. But compare that with the Steelers. Thus far this year and going back to last year, they've given up only 75 points in the fourth quarter. That's 3.6 points per fourth quarter. So you're running up against a defense that is usually particularly stingy in the fourth quarter, and you're going in there as a...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Cowboys offense that they have not looked good in the second half at all.
Yeah, and you're just assuming that they look good to start the game, too, in that
you
respect.
Bet they better.
And I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen enough. Oh, we talked about their first 15. It's felt like their first 15 is there's been, you know, a few plays and out, and not getting the touchdowns that you necessarily want to start the game. My Cowboys win, Kevin, is that the weather – all happens earlier in the day, and there's okay. No rain. Even though Dak has been working with the wet balls all week, they did two practices with wet footballs this week, but they did three practices last week with wet balls just in case. So I think the weather holds out, and Dak Prescott has a little more oomph to work with. I've been watching some of the throws from him, and I've been like, man, that looked like it really took a lot of effort for him to get that one just 20 yards, and I'm not used to seeing that. So I'm feeling like he needs one of those games where he looks like he's back in form and really pushes the ball downfield, and this might be the one. It's just, can Tyler Guyton, that's why, Kevin, Cowboys lose, because Tyler Guyton cannot help you keep a drive going because of a penalty, a false start, a hold. That's why the Cowboys lose, because this game, you every single game can rely on one play. And that one play could have been the one where Tyler Guyton held, and it was a touchdown that got called back.
Now, can I throw out a player for the Steelers that I wonder if the Steelers would be like, can Joey Porter Jr.? So this is somebody, obviously, we talked a lot about in the draft, but he had a terrible game last week. And, you know, when we talk with some of the Steelers beat reporters throughout the week, they're like, we think he's going to want to follow CeeDee Lamb. This looks like an opportunity to hopefully take advantage. But if Joey Porter is playing well, it could be a long day for this Cowboys offense.
Yeah, and it becomes even more tough if Cam Hayward's beating Cooper Beebe.
That's for sure.
I kind of messed up when I was on the Cowboys Hour with Nate on Wednesday, and they said, who's my X factor in this game? And I said Pickens, because I think if he can give Justin Fields a good target downfield, they like to go sideline kind of stuff. They do stuff outside the hash marks. That's what they like to do with them, and short stuff with Fields. But if he does one of those things, you saw it last year with DJ Moore. If he's getting downfield and beating our corners downfield, Pickens can be the guy. But Cam Hayward really is the guy for me because of what he can do in the middle of that offensive line. That trio of Zach Martin, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Smith is going to have a load on their hands with Cam Hayward.
From the 817, Cowboys win because Aubrey is a beast with these field goals. Cowboys lose because the defense doesn't show up again. Mike, I don't know where you're going on Cowboys lose because, but I feel like a lot of people are probably thinking in that direction.
Yeah, I think I hate saying it. There's a lot of reasons the Cowboys could lose this game.
Fair.
But one is, I just think the defense is going to be pathetic. I mean,
look, I get it. I do.
I saw this team without Micah Parsons yep. in 2020. It's the worst defense I've seen probably in Cowboys history since 1-15 or 3-13 in 88 and 89. And I think you're going to roll out one of the worst defenses in the NFL in 2024 on Sunday. There's just no way.
Yeah.
You look at how pathetic these names are, and nothing that, like, you put Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence on the field, and it changes all of those guys. But this is, they're
Nealon
not,
and Golston are not.
This is horrible.
Yeah. It was interesting listening to Jerry. And again, we talk about this all the time. What's Jerry going to go? What's he going to say? Is he going to be like the manager, like Lou Brown in Major League, and be like, everyone thinks we'd be better if we just went out there and shot ourselves?
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
That's what he said in the movie.
Well,
he's not going to say anything like that. But when he talks about, like, injuries give you a great opportunity for this and that, I'm like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those players that are ready to go and take over, I hope we talk to Steven on Monday, and he goes, I was listening to your show on Friday. In your face, you see all this depth that we have?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, great.
Yeah, you know, and you heard Jerry admit it. They're in a soft rebuild. Asked him that, I was like, he's going to say no to this. But he was like, no, you're dead on. We have to try and stay competitive. We have to do these things, and then we have to utilize our youth. Kevin, do you have that feeling that this is just that down year where you've got your quarterback, your receiver, you're keeping some pieces, but you're not adding anything big? That free agent might come 2 years from now after they've already gotten Micah re-signed or whatnot. That free agent might come down the road, but this year might not be that year because they are in that place where they're just like, we have to kind of start over, and our five-year plan is down the road now.
This is what I'm concerned about if that's the case. And this is not about specifically Micah Parsons. That the decision will be, well, you know what we need to do is re-sign Micah Parsons. Because, like, look what happened in this offseason. Oh, we're totally revitalizing and changing the way we're doing everything. But not really, right? Because the highest paid quarterback in NFL history was $55 million per year. And we're like, let's give Dak $60 million per year.
Mm-hmm.
CeeDee Lamb became the second highest paid wide receiver in the history of the NFL. So it feels like their answer is, don't worry, we're keeping our star players and losing more players from the team that wasn't good enough to begin with, because that's how you're going to win in the NFL.
Yeah, I can totally see their mindset being that way. But when Mike said the thing that he said just a second ago, he loved the Charlie Huff game plan. Like, you loved it. But if you weren't a pitcher that could execute, it didn't matter how good the plan was if you couldn't get that accomplished. That's the fear. Maybe Mike Zimmer did get things right last week, and maybe he does have all the right things dialed up. The talent just isn't there on Sunday. But that's why we play him, though, right?
From the man, look at you. You did take something from Jerry this morning. From the 817, Cowboys win because they wore my same lucky shirt from weeks 1 and 4 to work today. I like
there
that.
There we go.
And
I'm all about lucky shirts.
From the 972, Cowboys lose because the defense looks like the traffic cones on 635. Do they mean the traffic cones, or do they mean the kind of like HOV plastic barriers that you were talking about?
They got rid of those on 75,
but for a while, well, they had to get rid of them because everyone's like, I'm driving over them.
Yeah, after you see one car do it, you're like, oh, they don't hurt your car.
Yeah.
When you see it bounce right back up, you're like, okay, looks like I'm
gonna
follow
that. Or if you just see it shatter and fall over, you're like, yeah, I can do that too, everything's gonna be fine.
I do have a thought. I'm disappointed I haven't brought this up sooner. Do you think the Cowboys are struggling thus far this season because we haven't gotten the out swag guy to be texting in every week for this segment?
Dude, that is a good point. Where is Out Swag? Where's Swag you at?
I don't know. From the 214, Cowboys.
He's on ESPN.
Cowboys win because CeeDee has a breakout game with more than 200 yards. Cowboys lose because they just ran out of time. Yes,
that's replace Swag, you guys.
That is the only time they really lose is because they just ran out of time.
Corey wasn't here yesterday, but I said, I think a very successful four-game stretch here is 2-2. And I have,
it's tough to argue.
Trouble looking at the next three games and going, you're going to win 2 out of 3 of those. So I do think, in a way, to get to 2-2 in these next four games, this one you're going to need to sneak a win in Pittsburgh and then figure out, can we beat Detroit, San Francisco, or Atlanta?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. Got a great crowd out here. We still got room for more, and we have all these pieces of carrot cake up here.
And things to give away still, too.
Yeah, so we've got Cowboys things to give away. We've got carrot cake to apparently give away. And then Miller Lite's going to give away 2 pairs of Dallas Cowboys tickets later today. But you got to be here to sign up while the show is going on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.